State officials estimate about 30,000 military veterans live in the Lansing region. Now, a new program aims to connect veteran services such as health care and educational benefits more efficiently. Mid-Michigan service providers are calling themselves the VCAT, the Veterans Community Action Team, and current state's Kevin Lavery reports on veterans issues from time to time. He joins me now in the studio. Kevin, has this approach been tried before, the VCAT approach?
Yes, it has, Mark. There are VCAT groups in Metro Detroit and in West Michigan. This is new for the Lansing region. There are a lot of services available to our military veterans, but the process can really be overwhelming for them, especially for those who are struggling with injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. I have learned recently that the Lansing region leads the state in the amount of educational, vocational, and employment spending per veteran, but we are last in the state in terms of medical care spending. So I talked with Jeff Barnes during this group's planning session. He is the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. He tells me the program is patterned after other successful models in two big military towns, San Diego and San Antonio.
We're going to team up with the Lansing Area Veterans Resource Coalition to bring some of those best practices in from out of state and to build that service provider network so it's easier for vets to find out where the service providers are. It also makes it easier for the service providers to do referrals to other service providers that can offer that complementary service that they may not be able to.
I'm guessing with the huge Navy presence and Marine Corps presence in San Diego and the big Air Force presence in San Antonio, those two towns have some experience doing this.
Absolutely. You know, they rise to the cream of the crop. They've got a lot of resources available to them. But what we found when we look back to the state of Michigan, there are a ton of resources that we have available. A lot of things that we haven't used really well in the past, some of the things that we do for our state citizens each and every day. So we're trying to connect all of the things that we do with health and human services, workforce and economic development, in with the traditional veteran organizations that you're used to hearing about, the American Legion, the VFW, and so forth.
I was listening in just a few minutes ago to one of the seminars, and one of the ladies who was there was mentioning when she deals with veterans, a lot of times it's the runaround that they get. It's hopping from one desk to another, one telephone call to another. What's being done to really try to improve upon that process?
Well, our goal is to create a no-wrong-door experience. You know, the governor's talked about it in the past. You're always burdened for the vet to know what the right question to ask is and who is the right person to ask it of. And the idea with this no wrong door philosophy is it doesn't matter what touch point you come into contact with. It could be the Secretary of State's office just because of the new driver's license. It could be the Red Cross. It could be the 1-800-MICH-VET number. Whatever that is, we want to plug you back into the services that are closest to where you work and live, because that makes it easier for the vet to connect with them in the community and be able to take advantage of those services. But what we want to also do is make sure they have a full wraparound. You know, a vet may come in and ask for some assistance with maybe a financial situation, but we find out that there are other things that we need to help them with, and could be with securing sustainable employment. It could be with maybe some voc rehab training. So we try to ask that next question as to what else can we do for you while we've got you, and make the most of that touch point when we have that experience.
Who are some of the folks, Jeff, who are in the training right now who will become the Community Action Team? Do they mesh every day with each other well?
Yeah, we've got a lot of service providers in here, roughly 90, and they really come from different sectors. You have education, employment, healthcare, and quality of life represented there. So you'll find the full gauntlet of options for a veteran. And what we'll get from this training is learning a little bit more about what each of the organizations bring to the table and how you can collaborate more effectively. And that'll make those handoffs for the veteran a lot more effective and give them a much better customer service experience at the end of the day.
We're talking with Jeff Barnes, the executive director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, about the creation of the new program, VCAT, the Veterans Community Action Team. A couple of years ago, there was a lot of national attention given to the VA system and the backlog of cases and the time it takes to get through the bureaucracy. Here in Michigan, we have a couple of VA facilities here. And are we seeing any real change in the way veterans are getting their services better, faster, in a more thorough manner?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we've got great progress to report on that. You know, when we talked a couple of years ago, the average processing time for a new claim was well over a year. In most cases, it could be 2, 3, or more years. And now, through a concerted effort, we've been able to get that down to 120 days, which is substantial for the veteran. And we've really focused in order to do that, on a metric that the VA created called fully developed claims. And it's a matter of the claim is complete, the packet has all of the supporting documentation that you need, basically all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed before it's submitted to the VA. And if we have raised the level of fully developed claims in the state from 3 to 5% when we last talked to about 42% now. And that has been important because you get through the system much quicker, but also the VA will pay the veteran a year in arrears for whatever their compensation is. So they have a disability rating that gets them $3,000 a month. The VA will cut a check times 12 and send it to the veteran overnight. And that's a substantial improvement in what we've seen. We've also seen increased staffing at the Detroit VA regional office, which has helped to work off that backlog. And you see that appeals cases have made quite a bit of progress. So it's in the positive direction, but it makes it all the more important for groups like this to connect to veterans, because a lot have selected not to use the system or not to sign up for their benefits because they felt it was going to be a never-ending bureaucratic experience. And we've made great progress with that. So we really encourage your listeners, if you're a veteran or you have a family member that's a veteran, it may be time to come back to the VA and give us a chance, because we want to give you the experience you deserve.
I have heard anecdotally, and I think there is some research to support this, that Michigan has one of the nation's highest per capita rates of veterans in the population of the state, yet we have at or near the bottom percentage or rate of access of services. So we have so many veterans who are just not connecting with the things that are due to them. Any reason we can come up with for the disconnect?
Sure. I think part of it is a lack of awareness. Just to take the Vietnam era population as an example, there have been expansions in eligibility over 50 times in the past 10 years. So if you're not looking back to the VA full time, you're not aware of that. And not a week goes by that we don't see someone that is rationing their meds or foregoing treatment altogether, because they're not aware of the benefits that they're eligible for. And that's why encouraging service providers to do referrals is important, because often the veteran is eligible for things that extend well beyond what you may be able to provide as an individual provider. So we've seen a lot of progress in that area, but we have to continue to raise awareness and make it easier for the vet to access.
We're talking with Jeff Barnes, Executive Director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. What about homelessness, Jeff? That's a big problem across the country, and veterans represent a very high proportion of our nation's homeless, and there are many reasons for that. Some of the reasons are really not what you might instinctively think, like PTSD. That's not always the driving factor behind why someone who's a veteran is also homeless.
Right. The homeless problem is something that you see in the veteran population. And, you know, there could be a lot of circumstances that are involved with that. We talk a lot about how fragile that experience is when you come back home and being able to make that transition successfully. And you'll find a lot of the veteran population that is homeless has had some significant event. Maybe it was a loss of employment, which led to financial problems that created stress on their relationships. And those relationships deteriorated, whether it was with a spouse or it was with parents. And they ended up finding themselves in a very short amount of time alone. And resorted to what they know best, move back to the survival skills, move into an area where you don't have the financial overhead and the burdens. And that's why when you run across some veterans, you'll find that they've lived on their own for several years. And, you know, it wasn't but a couple of weeks ago we talked to a gentleman that has been homeless in Detroit for 9 years and talked about which bridges and overpasses he lived under during that time, and said that for him it was a way to unplug from all of the problems that he had and just live day to day. So it is something that's important for us to really connect and use the resources that the community has. A lot of good people in each community work with homeless population, but generally it requires more than just housing. It requires maybe some substance abuse counseling, maybe some behavioral health support, and then start looking at, are you employable? Because if so, then let's look at what your skill set is and retool so we can get you back into the workforce and get you back up on your feet. And in the state, we've got a couple of homes that are very effective at making this transition. One is Paquette Square in Detroit. The other one is Silver Star Apartments in Battle Creek. And they've provided transitional support and housing to veterans who have been chronically homeless. And so those are great success stories, and really we look for more of those across the state.
You said at the beginning of this interview, Jeff, that you want to create a no-wrong-door approach. I really like that term. It says a lot. How will that be the guiding principle for what VCAT, this community action team, will be doing? What happens from today forward? What's going to keep this new team from becoming just another layer of bureaucracy and actually accomplishes some things?
Well, that's a tremendous question. And I can talk a little bit about what we've seen from San Diego and San Antonio, because their programs have matured. They've been in existence 6 years. And they've continued to exist because the service providers have found a benefit of being involved with it. For several of these organizations, they're measured on utilization of their services. And in San Diego and San Antonio, you've seen an increased demand for their services, which has helped them with fundraising and helped them secure their own budgets. But beyond that, you've seen tremendous outcomes. I mentioned earlier in the remarks to the group that in San Diego they've had a veterans treatment court in place for 6 years. They've had zero cases of recidivism during that time. And the veterans who were in those first few classes are now serving as peer mentors to veterans that are going through that now. So I think what you see is the community has success, and it breeds more success. And people want to be a part of it because they actually see that what they got into this area for, maybe it was to work with homeless vets. And maybe along the line they've gotten frustrated because they didn't feel like they could give the service and the experience to that veteran that they felt like they deserved. But through the VCAT, because you're using a complementary network of services, you're actually being able to do the full wraparound for that veteran and make a positive life-changing experience for them that's enduring and not just a Band-Aid fix, but an enduring fix.
Jeff Barnes is the executive director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. He is also a veteran of the United States Army. You're also a current state veteran. We've had you on before.
Yes, absolutely.
Jeff, great talking to you today. Good information. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.